going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mentioned and I teased it, you know, Farhan Zaidi's Q rating, probably the lowest outside of maybe John Fisher here in the Bay Area when it comes to executives or ownership in the Bay. I think it pales in comparison to what Nico Harrison has done in Dallas, general manager of the Mavericks. Going back, remember, Joe, the Jimmy Butler thing. We've all been in the Jimmy Butler media these last couple months. Outside of our bubble, nationally, it's been Luka Doncic.
It's been insane.
And it's still like, and so we talked about our first show together was reacting to Luka being a Laker when I first got this job. That was seems like forever ago, right?
But Vontae made a huge mistake.
No, you know, Vontae was so excited to talk about it that Friday with all of us. It was insane. And well, Vontae thought it was a huge mistake by the Lakers getting rid of Anthony Davis.
That was your first show?
That was the official first show. Wow. Yeah, it was crazy, right? And that
it's
whole
funny
week,
how you never forget things like that.
Never. And that was Super Bowl week, and we didn't talk a lick of the Super Bowl because it was all basketball, right?
The Chiefs and Eagles.
Right? But Nico Harrison, I don't think anyone's Q rating has fallen more in these last few months. The Mavericks aren't even in the playoffs, and this guy is getting front row coverage like he is in the first round. Take a listen to the back and forth when he was first made available to the media yesterday for their season-ending presser for the Dallas Mavericks. Here's a little back and forth snippet between one of the reporters and the GM, Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks.
You know, when Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
When you have to respond and have a couple seconds in between, why shouldn't you be fired with a, yeah. And I'm sorry, Nico Harrison, I don't think he can change his voice. It's the way he speaks. He's very soft-spoken. That gave me 0.0% confidence. Like, he should have already been fired because of the move a couple months ago. I think we could all agree on that. It was one of the worst in the history of the NBA. Maybe the worst in the history of sports. Like, I don't even care if Luka Doncic doesn't do anything with the Lakers. It was just the value of that deal was awful. It was putrid. Horrible. You know what, if you're Nico Harrison, what you say is, say it with conviction. Whether you believe it or not, I don't care. You need to speak on it and say, you know what?
I
was in the finals last year. We were in the finals last year. You know, yeah, Luka was a big part of that. You know who else was a big part of that? Who I helped bring in? Kyrie Irving. Had he not gotten injured this year, you know what? Like, that's how you do it.
I was the guy who made the deals at the deadline for PJ Washington.
Correct.
And Gafford last year when nobody wanted him.
That's what you do. That, whatever that response was.
I mean, that sounds like a guy who's halfway fired.
He's dead man walking.
Yeah.
Listen, when I walk by the graveyard.
That was the graveyard. No, that was exactly what it was. Real quick, one more time.
I mean, he has nothing, no self-worth, no confidence, nothing.
The response, and I want you to fade it out quickly, Carter, because I'll play it, and then you can fade it down. Just the couple seconds, he has to think
about it.
It's a
great question, by the way, but before you continue, whoever asked the question on the front end, well, it was worded perfectly.
Well, and the guy was, you can hear and see the smile and laughing. He's like laughing as he's asking the question. This whole thing, one more time.
He was visualizing
yes.
that.
Yes.
You know, when Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
How did you
right out the gate.
How are you not prepared for that type of a question?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
He looked shell-shocked. He looked like...
Joe, that's unbecoming.
I honestly, there's parts of me where, real quick, that I do feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Because clearly he thought that was the right move. Like, in his heart of hearts, he felt that was the right move for the organization. And no one should be receiving death threats. No one should, like, that is that going way over the line. And that sucks that he's been having to deal with that. And I think it's just honestly been a culmination of all of it.
Yes.
Like, what are the Mavericks ownership? Like, you got to put that guy, like, I for lack of a better term, put him out of his misery, my dude. Fire him. Let him just move on. Like, you're not helping him out at this point if you're the Dallas Mavericks ownership. I know Mark Cuban would have already, well, real quick, Mark Cuban, if he did have full ownership of it, he would not have let this happen at all. But you need to rip the Band-Aid off. He is never going to be a likable face in that market again.
No.
Again, ever. No. Ever.
And the owner said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, that Nico didn't explain to me how much the fans really resonated with Luka. And so, you know, we didn't understand how this would land on our fans.
Well, Nico, he didn't realize how much the fans, in another, we don't even have that clip, but in another clip, he underestimated just how beloved Luka Doncic was in his own party. How could you underestimate that?
I know.
The guy's a phenom. How many times was he first team All-NBA? He's a perennial MVP candidate. He took the team to the finals last year. Yeah, you don't think he's a little loved in Dallas, which has been a market that has been doing absolute nothing since the Dallas Mavericks last championship. But they love their Cowboys. Their Cowboys always give them heartbreak. Luka Doncic has at least brought that franchise to the NBA Finals. There's any, what, 24, 25? Like, how could you underestimate the value there? Which I'm saying in this, all this to say, and we're talking about all this because Mike Dunleavy, not to this extent, but Mike Dunleavy around the trade deadline prior to the Jimmy Butler acquisition, there was a lot of people calling in and a lot of people saying, you know what, Mike? I think if he doesn't do anything at this trade deadline, he should be fired.
Well, think about,
there's a lot of hatred towards that guy, Mike Dunleavy. And just think about the total turnaround with his Q rating since the Jimmy Butler acquisition. That's what I think about immediately.
There's no doubt. Is Luka more beloved in Dallas than Klay was in Golden State?
No, I don't think so. But there's different levels to that, and how it ended with Klay was different than how it ended with Luka.
Yeah, but had
it
you,
wasn't on Luka's terms. It was on Klay's terms.
I know. Well, that's where I'm going with this. Last year at the deadline, let's say they did trade Klay at the deadline. I don't think that would have been received well. I think part of, like, the fact that he walked the way that he did, you know, where it felt like he was in a little more control, and it felt more amicable, as I go in air quotes.
Sure.
I think that eased the transition, as well as the season that he had and all that. But I think if you're the one that does the trade, like Bob Myers still to this day, that the Jordan Poole whole situation, like to be able to, Bob Myers, Mike Dunleavy, the Jordan Poole thing has stuck to him, right? Yeah. Good or bad. Some people think it was the right move. Some people think it was a horrible move. Like all these decisions matter. Think about had they traded Klay Thompson at the deadline. I'm not saying the fervor would have been close to this, but I just think that transaction happening in the offseason and Klay being kind of in control of where he went really eased the burden.
I think so too. And his level of play and everything baked into it, and the guy having two catastrophic injuries. And also they got a title with him towards the end there. So I think that helped ease some of it.
It was a decade plus or correct. Whatever.
I think the fact that Luka was still so young,
yeah,
in his prime, arguably top five player in the NBA, like that's tough to swallow for a guy in trading for Anthony Davis, who is a champion. He's 31, 32 years old. The guy's hurt all the time. Like a tough sell. And real quick, we got the sound. Nico Harrison, GM, not realizing what Luka meant to the Dallas.
This
market.
Is unreal.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Klay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so unfortunately we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to go on and on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That was the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison, not realizing just how beloved Luka Doncic was by Dallas Mavericks fans. And on a day where potentially George Kittle, and I bring up George Kittle because he may or may not be attending OTAs. It sounds like he's not going to. He wants a new contract. He's coming off an all-pro season. Him, Brock Bowers, 1A, 1B, whichever one, best tight end in football last year. He wants to get paid. He's a little older. What do you think would be the fan reaction, Joe? If let's say George Kittle in a couple days here prior to the NFL draft or on draft night got traded.
I think we would be devastated.
Would it be to the equal amount of that?
I don't know if it'd be equal to that because football is very different in terms of, like, you know, when a player's done, they're done. And this organization said goodbye to Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott and Jerry Rice and like Frank Gore, like all your favorite players, 9 out of 10 of them went somewhere else. So right. It's different. It's different in this sport. Plus basketball, when the way the fandom is, you uniquely identify to that player and that team. Like they're almost synonymous.
And I want to be careful real quick, and it's a good point. I'm not saying the Niners are trading George Kittle.
What it would be like.
But I'm also saying it's a possibility potentially if he was to hold out and this is draft week and his stock right now is at an all-time high. He's just coming off one of his best seasons. The guy was an incredible leader last year. Now all of that baked into the equation. He was an incredible leader on what was a bad season. And I think when that happens for a fan base, at least for me, when guys show up, when bleep hits the fan, that ingratiates that player more to me as a fan. It's like, well, you know what? I respect you more and what Fred Warner did last year because it was a bad year and everything was wrong.
I just think when you run a business, and that's what these teams are, they're a business, you have to understand your consumer base. So, for example, if I were to take over Lululemon right now, I know that Lululemon is not for the construction worker who's rocking Carhartts and Ben Davis, like at least not every day. He might wear that at home, not every day. Like I'm marketing to a specific consumer base. When I take over the 49ers, part of the heart and soul of that team is George Kittle. And if I make that trade, I better understand how that's going to land. And I better win. I better win to be able to overcome it. And I better win a certain way, right? When I take over the Golden State Warriors, I can't just trade away Steph Curry. Even if I think that's like the greatest move. Like I have to have the emotional intelligence to understand how the consumer base is going to react to that trade. Do you get what I'm going with this?
We were a couple months ago. Steiny even brought up the notion of trading Steph. And it was laughed off. Although there were a couple callers that said, maybe you think about it, which sounds insane. But what you're getting back in return for a player like that right now.
You have to understand how the consumer feels.
Correct.
At some level, you need to meet the consumer on their level. And you can win, but you better win championships to be able to do whatever you want. Right?
I don't even know if the Dallas Mavericks had gone on a deep run to like the Western Conference Finals again. But I still don't think they would love
it. So think about the Giants.
I don't think anything he did after that point, he could have ingratiated himself to the community.
Did Farhan's way of assembling a team connect with the consumer base of the Giants?
No.
Now, did we fill AT&T Park for the Dodgers series?
Of course.
Yeah, we did. But then when the season was over, we're like, well, that'll never happen again.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's how most people felt. Like, you have to acknowledge and have the emotional intelligence to know what your region, like, likes.
Right.
You know, I remember when Mike Nolan took over the Niners. He was like, we're going to be Baltimore West. It's like, dog, you took over the Niners.
Yeah.
We're about quarterbacks and throwing the ball. And, yeah, we want to have a great defense. There's no doubt about it. But if your quarterback's only throwing 10 times a game, like, that's not the way we want it. I'm still hearing about Jimmy Garoppolo throwing only 7 times or whatever it was in an NFC Championship game, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to win a certain way in a particular region, and you have to have the emotional intelligence to understand what that fan base desires. If I took over the Yankees, I know I better have some boppers in that lineup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know what I'm taking over.
Name recognition as well.
Exactly.
It's very important. Same with the big markets, the Lakers, you have to have the names and big brands and big iconic brands like an Aaron Judge, Giancarlo, Paul Goldschmidt even at this stage.
Exactly.
That's the guy you need in that lineup.
So as I'm like weaving all these different sports back together, let me get back to Dunleavy here. All of the moves that Dunleavy made, each individual one could have been criticized up and down. But when you step back and you realize the magnitude of some of the moves that people wanted him to make, like, I think he actually handled everything as well as he could have.
I want to get into this. Let's dive deeper.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.